Are there conditions for answers to prayer?
The Lord Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 7, If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. The Apostle John said in his first epistle, chapter 3, verses 21 to 23, Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment.
In the world, the power and influence of any mediator depends on his personality and his relationship with the person with whom he is mediating. So it is with God, where the answer to prayer depends on the person of Jesus Christ, who is the only mediator, and whose condition for mediating on our behalf is that we abide in him and his word abides in us.
The Lord Jesus explained this abiding in the parable of the vine, where he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. These verses are found in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 5.
True believers are branches in Christ, who is the true vine, and for them it is possible to have prayer answered. Indeed, it is expected of the believer that he should abide in Christ, keep his commandment, and walk in perfect obedience in heart and life. Then he can pray in righteousness, and the Lord will grant his supplications.
Some wonder why they fail to have this blessed life, the life of the branch abiding in the vine. They should consider the important words in the parable of the vine, where the Lord Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, and ye are the branches. This means that we have the glorious Son in the fullness of his divinity, and the Father also, who watches over us as branches, observing the growth of each branch. If neglect intervenes and hinders our divine growth, thus limiting our fruitfulness, the vine dresser will surely take his pruning knife to cleanse us.
The Bible gives us examples of the power of prayer in the lives of Abraham, Moses, and Elijah, and mentions the fruitfulness of their lives. When we consider their lives, we find that before they obtained these privileges and blessings, they accepted the Lord's discipline with joy and obeyed his commands by separating from the world, which is Satan's realm.
So, my friend, if you desire to acquire the privilege of being a man of prayer, submit to the divine vine dresser when he applies the pruning knife to your life. Do not be afraid of anything, for the knife is the word of God, according to the saying of Christ. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. And according to Christ's prayer of intercession, which says, Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth.